Okay, instead of looking out, we can make it a bit comedy here. For instance, a guy there in his room, he has a AI advisor, like ChatGPT, and we could even use ChatGPT for a script. But it's just a voice that, of course, we also generate through AI. And he sometimes ends up in discussions with that one. We can start there, because then we can just generate the voice. And he can have this. This is the first discussion I thought of. He will say, stand there or walk there thinking to himself, I have a question. That I ask myself more and more often lately. Is what I do right now, is that the best thing for me to do right now? Or would it be better that I do something else? Isn't that a good question to ask now and then? And then we see him in his kitchen, standing there. And that ChatGPT, you know, the AI may ask the question. Maybe he asks, you know, tell me something wise, how to be happy. How to be good and right and, you know. And the AI says that thing there about think like this, and then he goes on, well, I mean, I just ate my lunch. I guess that's a good thing to do when it's lunchtime. Sure is, but what did you eat? Did you eat the best you could eat? Well, I mean, organic bean soup with organic tomatoes and green cabbage and some full grain bread with organic butter and feta cheese, whatever you call it, and some vegetable, I mean, butter, you said, and feta cheese. Are you sure that's good to eat? What do you think the cows and the goats say about that? And he goes, oh, you mean the vegan issue here? Well, I'm almost a vegan. But yeah, there's a package of butter in the fridge. And then that logical AI goes on and nails him on that vegan issue. And then he says, come on. Are you artificial stupidity or what? I mean, oh, we don't need that yet, but we can use it later in another place. And I think that I think I'm gonna have a little vegan debate there. I mean, we always did like that. Take care of the cows, and when they have a cough, we can get the excess milk. Oh yeah, says the AI. You think that's how it works nowadays? Well, I mean, if it's organic, then it should. I mean, ecological, all of that, and then they go like that. I said, no. They may give them better food and allow them to hang out more outdoors. Great, you got a cough. We take the cough, we give it some substitute food. We take all the milk. And when the cow can't give any more milk, we kill her and she becomes organic meat. Oh. That's why I try to stay away from milk products. But you know, milk products was always there, a staple food in human society. And they don't in themselves require violence against anyone. But you know, then if some farmer who makes this, produces this, treats his animals bad, oh, what can I say? It's his responsibility, or no, I guess I should be a vegan, but point is, but if we really try to do good, be good here, and the best we can, a little discrepancy here and there has to be tolerated. Otherwise, if we start just coming down on each other or ourselves for every little detail in this messy, complex world, and we will become a gold mine for this psychiatrist, because neurotic we will go. I mean, we need to be practical too. I don't understand, says the computer. And it can go on like that.